And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, who's been with us before. They're doing the Dunes Summer Theater, Dunes Arts Foundation, and they have a great event coming up on July 30th and 31st, Friday, Saturday, and they're going to tell us about that. We'd like to welcome Elise Camrani, Tito Sanchez-William, and Steve Scott, who's directing it. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha,
thank you,
everyone.
Larry. No, thank you for having us back.
Well, we'd like to you tell us a little bit about what you have. It's called A Cabaret at the Gardens, Music Under the Stars. And Elise, I'll let you start on that.
Yeah, well, we have a great lineup of international artists coming. All of them are living in the United States, but they've come from different parts of the world. And Steve Scott is going to be host and directing, and a band with music director Andrew Flash. And we were just out there. It's a gorgeous space, and we're very excited about it. And you can find out more by going to dunesarts.org and you read up on our artists. So dunesarts.org/artists.
Excellent. So Tito, what's your involvement in this production?
I'll be doing the choreography. If people did get a chance to catch Forever Plot and you enjoy the dancing, then I think you'll enjoy the choreography for this one as well. We really want to focus in the performance as long as the music. So we are really going to make this night as special as we can.
Is there a capacity?
Well, I believe the capacity can be all the way up to, unless I'm wrong here, 400 or 500 people. That's my understanding. Yeah, from talking to John. You can really pack up the house.
They have 500 seats, chairs, so I think we're fine.
And this is a fundraiser for the theaters, right? That's correct. And so can you tell everybody?
No? Yeah, the ticket price is $40, and it starts at 6:30 and it ends at 9. There will be a food truck there. There will be a bar there. So it's just going to be a really fun night. Children under 18 coming with a family member are free.
And it will benefit both the Dunes Arts Foundation and Friendship Gardens. So it's a great way to contribute to both of these worthy organizations.
Support both of them.
Steve, tell us a little about what's on the plate for the performances and a little bit about Friendship Gardens.
Oh, wow. Well, Friendship Gardens is just a beautiful setting for this. I mean, the pavilion is right in the middle of the gardens, and I couldn't think of a better place to spend a summer evening with the beautiful gardens and the trees and all of that. And what we're doing is a Broadway cabaret, and we're featuring songs from a wide array of composers, from everything from Rodgers and Hammerstein to Stephen Sondheim to Jason Robert Brown and Adam Gettle. So it's kind of a wide kind of panoply of Broadway hits. So there's something for everyone. Really just lovely. And a remarkable group, as Lee said, of 10 singers, some that Dunes patrons have seen this summer already, and some who are new to us that we're bringing in from all over the country. So it's going to be just a lot of fun and a great way to kind of embrace the history of musical theater in America and embrace this beautiful location where we're performing. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to this.
And Elise, tell us where it is at. You know, some people may not be familiar where Friendship Gardens is located.
Well, it's in Michigan City, and it's hundreds of acres. I don't know exactly how many acres of gorgeous manicured gardens from all over the world. And you can enter on, if you go down US 12, but there's a big sign out in front, and we will have signs for where you need to park. I think we're having the audience park in a special place. That's why I'm hesitating. Mm-hmm. It's not the normal place. You have to go around. So it's a little bit closer to the pavilion, but just follow the signs or call us or call Friendship Gardens to get directions specifically.
And I guess we talked to LaPorte County Symphony in one of our interviews, and they, of course, are going to perform there. And the pavilion is actually brand new. It's only been there a little over a year, so it's a great outdoor venue. Yep. And a question we asked one of our other theater people that we had on for another interview is, compare the difference of being indoors, because you've been almost outdoors all season, versus being in a theater.
It's a factor you have to kind of figure on when you're performing outdoors, because the weather changes. Well, we know the weather in Michiana changes from minute to minute. So sometimes it's really hot, sometimes it's really cold. But our performers have learned to embrace that and to kind of use that in the performance. We have Midsummer Night's Dream running for one more weekend. And it's kind of a thrill because it's a different show every night, depending on what God has given us to perform in. So you kind of have to factor in all of that kind of stuff. But it is so much more kind of liberating to be outside than it is to be indoors, especially at this season. Sitting there under the stars and under the canopy of the trees in Friendship Gardens, it's just a perfect way to spend a summer evening.
Well, and I just want to say that we're going rain or shine, because right. It's covered and we have plastic. Yeah. So just come out, whether it's raining or sunshine.
Okay. Yeah. And that's Cabaret the Gardens, Music in the Stars at Friendship Gardens, 2022 East US 12 in Michigan City, for a great evening. That's July 30th and 31st. Starts at 6:30, and you can find out more information on the website. Thank you so much for being an Art of the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you,
Larry. Thank you. Thank you.